Computer.
Awesome. Everybody, welcome. May monthly chat. It's awesome to see all of you guys. As we get going, we're learning, just FYI, and we're trying to get on a little early just so everybody can get in here. So it's all good. Have fun. One thing I want to do and make sure that we continue to do is make sure that you guys get to know who you guys are, not just from Facebook, but actually seeing your faces, seeing our face as well. So up in the chat, make sure you put in, if you can, put where you live and how many years you've been married. And I think this is something that we need to continue to do as we grow as a club, because many of you are in different parts of the country, different parts of the world. And I just want to make sure that you guys are connecting, because that's part of what this is about. It's not just about listening to the podcast, maybe seeing something on Instagram, but actually getting to know one another and building that friendship that can go for many years, right? So, yep, thanks you guys for just putting that. And if you see somebody, this is the thing. This isn't, like, at least I know many of you guys from just different places, different ways. This is for you guys. If you see somebody who's in your area, or you're listening to somebody and they resonate with who you guys are as a married couple and you resonate with them as a married couple, reach out. Say, hey, you know what? Just loving seeing you guys. We'd love to connect. Do a game night, right? Do something fun with one another. It doesn't have to be just set to our monthly chat. So with that, I'm going to give it over to the beautiful Elisa.
I just want to wish Ross and Ashley a happy early anniversary, because yes. I saw that you've got a big day coming up on Saturday. Yay. So right. Happy anniversary. And I know who Kate and Ashton.
Just celebrated yesterday, 11 years.
Yes. So happy anniversary to them. We love being able to see those anniversaries. Oh, and yep. We've got a Martin and Karen coming up 21 years on June 5th. So that's just a little over 2 weeks away. I know that because Tony's birthday is June 2nd, and that's 2 weeks from today.
Yeah.
So
let's go.
So yeah, that's fun to celebrate all of you. This is, like, I love this part because I love seeing how long everybody's been married and where everybody is. I do want it. June 2nd. Okay, so we've got, June 2nd. And another, Lynn. Oh, yeah. Lynn's birthday. So most of us are married. Yeah,
my daughter's birthday is June 2nd as well.
Us Junes.
Apparently woo-hoo! June 2nd was a really good day.
Love it.
For weddings and birthdays and everything else.
So
yay!
I have one on the first and one on the second.
Oh, wow.
Keeping it tight in there. So good. Utah.
Yep.
So this is
Jonathan,
actually.
That's Jonathan and Michelle in Utah. Brad and Brenda, June 1st. Oh, you guys are going 24 years on June 1st. Wow. All right.
Yeah, just a few months ahead of us.
Wow. I want to kick off this with our member spotlight.
Yeah.
From
May.
From May's position post, because he's here live with us today. And that's Mr. Paul Ward and Kristen. She's not there, but Paul's here with us. And so I just wanted to thank you, brother, for putting that in there and for being so real and honest and open about that. One of the big things for us is when we put the position post together is really just highlighting you guys. Mm-hmm. So, Paul, I'd love for you just to, if you have a minute or so, just to share briefly where you are now, because, I mean, you had such a story there. Mm-hmm. But if you could just share where you guys are now, and I know you've been going through a job change and some other things. So keep it tight.
Absolutely. I think I can do that. Paul and Kristen Ward, we've been married 23 years from Seattle area. She's out on another photography gig right now. She might be joining on her phone, actually. I'll send her the link to that. Lots of victories of the years and challenges as well with addiction and overcoming depression, and then with our sexual intimacy, and stumbled upon one extraordinary marriage about 3 years ago and put in to play the intimacy lifestyle a couple years ago. And that's been a game changer for sure.
Awesome, dude. So those guys are up in Washington, just FYI. So if you guys are ever up in that area or people up there, that's where those guys are. What are you gonna say?
Quick show of hands. Who on today has been, because I'm looking at it, who's been a featured couple? If you've been in the position post as a featured couple, raise your hands.
Karen, Lynn,
No, Mark and Tracy have. Cade and Ashton.
Yep.
Okay, that means a few of you haven't been, and we would love to feature you in an upcoming position post.
Yes.
That's exactly what that means. Thank you all for playing the game. OneExtraordinaryMarriage.com/featured couple. We want to hear your story. More importantly,
is it OneExtraordinaryMarriage.com/featured couple?
Yeah. More importantly, there are people in the Position of the Month Club that need to hear your story. They need to know what your journey has been. It's really interesting. Like, we are working on the June couple, and it's a couple actually that we know here in San Diego, but reading their story, I was blown away because there were bits and pieces that I didn't know. We've been friends for years. I'm like, what, how did I not know this? And it was inspiring to me. And so if you have not been a featured couple yet, we have one every month and we'd like to include you. So that's my shameless plug.
And to jump ask, on. Be a featured couple. You guys wouldn't believe how many people read those and go, wow, I can see our marriage and what they've gone through and the hope that you give. Mm-hmm. You may never see it. You may never hear it. And that's not what it's about. It's not about the accolades or you going, oh my gosh, you know, so-and-so came up to me. That's not what it's about. It's about people who you don't know where they're at, what's going on. They hear something that you've done that just, oh my goodness, it hits them and they're like, that's me.
Yeah.
So I put the link down there for you guys. So that way you can do that. It's a quick form, fill it out, do it. All right, next step. We went advanced this month with the position. bent knees. We went we went advanced.
It was advanced.
Anybody try it yet? Raise a hands.
Everybody's like, No. You're crazy, Tony. You're crazy.
No? All right. I want to hear why. Unmute yourself and tell me why. And tell us why you haven't tried it. Because I want to know what's working, what's not. We've been doing now the Position of Month Club for 30-something months.
It'll be, oh my gosh, we're coming up on 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are coming up on three years. So maybe like 34 months. So we can't do missionary position every month. Because that would be really boring. Everybody would be like, "That you just did that last month or 3 months ago." But I want to hear something like that. Why have you not tried it yet? And just share. It's all good. Your phone? Are you pointing at your phone, Kim?
Does she want to be unmuted?
Oh, you want to be unmuted? Okay.
I said we tried it with clothes on, but not without clothes yet.
Okay.
Which actually, that is not a bad strategy. And I know a lot of people have done that with the flip ramp. Mm-hmm. As they're just trying to, you know, like, how's this going to work? Lots of couples will try it like, okay, where are we going to go and where are these body parts going to go? And then there's a comfortability just because you've actually already been in that position mm-hmm. prior to getting naked.
Yeah. I will say this. This is one of those positions. And no kidding, guys, I'm going to speak to you guys. This is one of those positions that you're getting penetration. Unless you're highly aroused, you may be able to ejaculate because of that position. So don't be discouraged if you don't get to that point. Like, this is one of those where it's like, we got in it, we enjoyed it, we tried it, and we had to get into our go-to position to finish off. Just going to share that with you guys. Anybody else want to share anything? Can't see with that. Yes.
Yes, that's the position.
Bent knees is the position for sure. I'm taking it was too difficult. That it scared many of you. Yes?
Tony, we haven't even looked at the position post yet. So,
so thanks, John.
So now John's like, maybe we aren't looking at it this month. It's okay.
I appreciate it. Look, I've sent a couple of emails. It's in the partner area, man.
It's out.
I appreciate it. Yes.
I want to actually just stop right here because mm-hmm. Australia just popped on.
Yes. Kylie. Is Greg with you?
No.
Okay.
Greg and Kylie are in Australia. So this is
9:10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, maybe. It's 14 hours. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Boom.
And so thank you for starting your day with us
yeah.
as we're all getting ready, but super fun to see Australia pop pop on.
Yeah.
Pop on. Yep, Kim, are you showing us the position? Yes.
Yeah, she's showing us the it's bent knees. You guys are seeing it.
Yeah.
I just started doing yoga. I might be able to manage this.
There you go.
I would definitely wow. recommend stretching first.
Yeah.
Everybody stretch first.
It's there good. You go. It's good. You're good.
All right. Awesome. Maybe later this week. Well, yes. You could actually, Ross and Ashley, maybe it's an anniversary attempt.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Hips that aren't flexible yet. Well, you know what? After having twins, that's an entirely.
Is that Ashton? Or who's
Ashton.
That?
Yeah. Ashton and Kate. Yeah.
You're happy here. Anniversary to you guys.
Yes.
We celebrated you guys before you got on. So happy anniversary to you guys. All right. Next
awesome,
piece.
Awesome. Well, I actually want to know how everybody's doing.
Yeah.
Right.
You because open it
we're
up?
Yeah, we're 9-10-ish weeks. I don't know, I've lost count. I think 9 weeks into this whole quarantine, like spending lots of time with family mm-hmm. in the same house. Some people are essential workers, some people are not, some people are homeschooling, some people are not. Some people are just ready to get back to like normal life. Some people are not.
So what's your question to them?
Thank you. Wow, I'm using too many words for Tony. What's been the biggest success for your marriage during the last 9 weeks?
And I'm going to start with, I'll unmute you guys and then we'll just sort of go across the way we're seeing you guys here. But we're going to start with Mark and Tracy up here in the corner. So what's been your biggest success, you guys?
I think our biggest success has been getting a really a deeper connection with each other. We've been able to kind of take advantage of the opportunity to be at home, be closer together, and to have something.
So deeper connection. Taking advantage of time.
By the coronavirus.
Okay.
No family members. We're both home from work. So we took that opportunity to really press in our marriage and our connection.
Cool. Yeah, connection is a little rough. Yeah.
Yeah.
If we have rough connection, we may have to just tell you guys. It might be better even to get off video. If we have to, we'll just let you know. Thank you, Ashley, for that. Thanks, you guys. Kim, we're going to hit you next.
So I work at home and JR goes to work. I think if he were here, he would probably say he loves that I'm home. And there are parts of it that I do love being home. We definitely spend more time together because I have gained 80 minutes back in my day.
From driving.
So I miss my podcast time.
Yeah.
So it's been interesting, and it's been, I think, overall good.
Okay.
All right.
I think picking up 80 minutes in your day is always a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And way to go initiating yesterday.
Yeah.
It worked. It happen.
You made it. That's you made right. it. Well done. Ashley and Ross. Biggest. There you go. Yeah.
So we did the 30 challenge in March, yeah. And I wanted to continue it in April, and Ross was not in favor. So
you also said, yeah.
I was getting tired too, but we were on 4 days a week. So we kept that up of a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, which being home all the time with the two kids, tensions have been higher, and my patience is thinner than I. So with the intimacy, lifestyle, commitment, we've resolved conflicts faster because of our commitment to each other. So I think that would be our success.
Home.
That's a big win. So nice job.
So we're home and have two little ones. So.
Yep. Yeah, they got a 3 and a 1-year-old. So yeah. Way to go, you guys. All right, Steve Mosher, you're up. Oops, hold on. There you are. You're up.
Wow, that's pretty pretty tough question to answer right now. I think the best thing that's happened to me in the last 8 weeks, I guess, is I found your site. Well, my wife found your site a long time ago. We've been using the position post for a while. Some of the ones, like the one for this month, there's no way I could do that with my back. But, you know, I think your podcasts are amazing. I can't express to you what it's done for me in the last couple of weeks. Just listening, I've probably listened to 30 or 40, maybe more, of your podcasts. And you know, I'm living alone right now, and it's not really a bad thing. My wife has. Looking at my wife's post in your Facebook group, you know, makes me realize how hard she's tried. And so I need to make sure I reciprocate that. So.
Beautiful. Hey, man, thank you so much for being real here, man. Totally appreciate it. You guys don't know, man, like the stuff that everybody deals with, we may only see ourselves. And Lisa and I have been blessed to touch many of your lives and where you're at. And I'll tell you, restoration is possible. I've seen it. I've gone the emails. I've talked to people. No matter where we're at, man, it could be in a place where not living together, to in the same home and living as roommates, to being sexless, there's restoration that is possible. So continue to press in, each of you, and encourage one another where folks are at. Because we're all in different places, right? And we say it often. I think even today's episode that we dropped on the ups and downs of her cycle, those are so different, vastly different for all of us here. You know what I mean? And so for one, it's like no big deal. And for others, it's horrendous. But we can always encourage and support one another through those times. So thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Some of my faves over here. Martin, Karen, I'm unmuting you, or you're going to have to unmute yourself because you muted yourself. So you have to unmute yourselves.
Oh, okay.
All right. So your biggest success
in the last 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just discussing.
I'm going to say our communication is still improved and improving. So it's like, even amongst all the anxiety and so forth, that we're, instead of arguing or pushing away from each other, we're drawing closer to each other on purpose, which is cool.
That's awesome.
Love it.
And I said, you know, I was like, nothing's really changed that much because I still homeschool and I don't go to work, and he still works the same hours. So, you know, the biggest win is us trying to, like we said, communication, keeping intact, even when everybody else in the whole house is crumbling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's huge. Yep. That's huge. Wonderful. All right, moving across.
We got Steve Olazabal. Yes.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep, yes. There you go. What's your success?
I would say our biggest success in the last 9 weeks that we've been home is definitely communication and just talking more about the intimate lifestyle and making it happen. I think in the month of March, we got up to the number 17 times in that month. I'm ecstatic. And then April was a little lower, but not by much. It was 14 times. And then here we are in May and we're 7 times. So that's our busy
day.
Yeah. Really
awesome.
Happy about it. Yeah. Sure. So we're making it happen.
Awesome.
Love it, dude.
Awesome. Mariella is up there in Maine. First of all, is the sun shining?
Yes.
That in itself is a win over the last 90 days.
Well, we've been stuck at home now for 11 weeks.
11.
We have 6 kids at home, and 2 are under the age of 18. The other ones are adults. I wish I had a 1 and 3-year-old again. But I think our greatest success is we've balanced-ish our lives with 11, well, with six kids at home, me doing teaching, two of the kids in school, my wife in school plus work, and then I have other kids who work at grocery stores, so they're working, but they have to come home and balance. It's just been a balancing act, like 36 plates in the air, and we're not trying to kill each other yet.
Yeah, there you go. It's a win.
It's a win. And the sun came out, so.
Sun came out. It's not snowing.
There you go.
It's not that these guys are in Maine, and there was a very extended cloud over the state of Maine, cloudy and rainy, so.
Yeah, I think for like a month straight, it just rained nonstop. It was
or snowed.
Or snowed.
That's why we live in San Diego. Cusacks.
Boom.
Across.
You guys are open.
Oh, nope. No audio.
Hold on. We have no audio on you. You're unmuted,
can't
though.
Hear.
Wait. Is
there
that
you
better?
Are.
Okay. Right. Yeah, so we just joined on Saturday. I guess.
Oh,
that's
wow. Welcome.
Right? Yeah, brand new.
Oh, brand new. I'm sorry. I see so many names. I'm like, oh, yay. Everybody, yes, let's give them a clap. Okay. Let's give them a clap.
We did do the March challenge.
Right
we
on.
Did like 22 of the 30 days. So that was good. You know, I think our struggle right now is just being home. We have the one's not a teenager anymore. The other one's a senior in high school. And that's just a lot of emotions right now.
Yeah. We've got a junior in high school, and I feel for all the senior parents.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a challenging time. Yeah.
Well, welcome to the group. Jump in, like I said, when I think I welcomed you guys. There's no greater group here. Just jump in. If you have questions, if you're looking for something, these guys here and many others, they're all rock stars, in my opinion. So you're in a great place with them. So thanks for being here.
Myers. Kyle and Katya, hey.
Kyle and Katya. We got one half of the fist bump.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry knew the Texans. Yeah. I'm like, wait, who is that?
We got one half of the fist bump.
Things are good for us. I think that probably the biggest win is just, so I was gone prior to the lockdown. I was gone for 2 months for some training. And so it's been kind of a great, couldn't have happened at a better time, you know, because I was gone for 2 months and now I'm home all the time. I'm not going to work at all. So it's been a really good time to connect. And then also with the kids, and they've been having a great time just hanging out all day. I have to go back to the office tomorrow for the first time. So they're probably going to be sad about that. But and also another huge blessing was we're waiting to move to India for my next assignment. And it was a super rushed. It was like you have 2 weeks to do everything. Mm-hmm. And that just happened. It like stopped us. We had tickets. We had everything ready to go. And now we have several months to plan and organize and everything. So it's been really good.
Wow.
Excellent. Awesome. Awesome. There's well, keep us blessing. Updated. Yeah. Keep us updated on the orders and when you guys are going though.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure. Alongs.
We got Brad and Brenda up in Chico, California.
Hey guys.
What's happening? Good to see you, Brenda.
We've been doing good. Brenda still has to work every day. She works at a hospital. But so we've been doing a ton of walk and talk. So I'll bring the kids along. Our foster kids are 9 and 6. And we'll go walking with Brenda just around her office area around the hospital pretty much every single day.
I'm like, get me out.
Yeah, exactly. And then one other highlight was just, it was last Tuesday, just out of the blue, I guess I was kind of having a rough day, and all of a sudden Brenda has ordered takeout from a very nice restaurant in Chico, and we had a card table up in our room, and the lights were all nice, and we had a romantic dinner on a Tuesday, and it was awesome, so that was great.
Who says romantic dinners are only for Friday and Saturday?
And our teenage boys offered to watch the little kids.
Yeah,
so that was great.
And we locked the door, so that was always
there. Great. You go.
Pretty much heaven on earth.
Lock the door, put Vaseline on the outside of the knob. There you go.
You love that post.
I do
you
love that post.
That post. Every time
it just gets people all riled up. People get all freaked out on it. Paul, what's happening? What's been your success, man?
One thing has been I've been able to do a ton of exercise.
Yeah, nice like new bike.
My new triathlon bike. It's been my COVID distraction device for sure. For the two of us, at the beginning of that, we were really kind of unsure just financially for our family. But we've been able to communicate a lot around that and be creative with that and figure some things out. Mm-hmm. And so our financial intimacy has been good through this.
Awesome. Excellent.
I like that COVID distraction device. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think everybody should have a COVID distraction device.
Steve, you're up. I can't unmute you because you're muted. I think you mute yourself, Steve.
There we go.
That works.
There you go. Yep, there we are.
I'd say we're being more honest with each other.
All right.
Okay.
And in the sense that I'm just going to pry a little bit because I think that's it's an awesome thing, is that are the podcasts helping you guys be honest? Is what's allowing you guys to get to that place? Because I know that's a tough place to just be like, hey, we're getting more honest. What's helping you guys facilitate that?
Well, I mean, hitting a huge low point isn't good. You know, you're only going to go one direction, possibly, right?
So, right.
We've listened to several of the podcasts over the last couple of months, and I've heard them on and off too previously, and they're always very interesting. And I think there are a few that certainly seem to resonate for both of us for different ways.
Awesome. Hey, if you guys want, I think that's great what Steve was saying there. If you want to put in the chat, like what's been a favorite podcast of yours recently? You can just put the episode number or the name, whichever it may be, because it may spark something in here. I mean, we just dropped episode 588 today. I don't know if you guys know, but like for those of you who, let me see, who's been in here the longest?
Probably
Aaron and Tammy. Probably been in here the longest, who've been part of one for maybe 8 years now. But for some of you who just started jumping in, to see 588 episodes, it may be a little daunting to go, oh my gosh, what do I listen to? And I'm sure you're finding stuff. But if something has hit you recently, just put it in there because somebody may be able to see it. That may be just awesome. Yeah, 588. Thank you. Romance series. Awesome. All right. And just put those in there while we hear from John and Michelle. You got to unmute yourself though, you guys. There you go. Go for it.
So we've been both working from home, which has been great.
How's your knee?
My knee is pretty good. I had my last physical therapy today, so that's awesome.
Sweet.
So I had knee surgery. I had a tendon replaced, right? Like it was 2 days before they stopped all elective surgeries. And then I was told to work from home. And so I've had this entire time to recover, which has been super nice, not having to go to work. I think the biggest thing for me that comes to mind is the extra time together. We've been able to work more on Michelle with her anxiety and our therapist and grounding exercises for her, and I've been able to help her with those. So I think that's really helped our connection a lot and helps with her anxiety, which is a plus as well.
Great.
That's awesome.
And how are you feeling, Michelle? You doing good?
Yeah, I have found working at home has so much helped the anxiety.
Mm. Okay.
It's been huge. I love working from home. I don't want to go back.
Awesome. Thank you guys for being open there. Love what you guys are posting and at which episode. So if you guys are here, check out the chat. There's something that you need to just jump in. There it is. Go find it on your favorite podcast app and listen.
You sound like a commercial. Go listen on your favorite podcast player.
Kylie, we're going to jump on you. What's been a big, that didn't sound right. We're going to jump to you. I'm going to jump on you.
No.
The innuendo's there.
Yeah.
You can all laugh. It's okay.
You're turning red. It's all good. Kylie, what's been the biggest success over the last 8 weeks?
So I've got two. One on a lighter note, the baking. I'm having an awesome time, and that must be my COVID distraction is the baking. So
yes.
Little concern though, because I'm now trying to move into more healthier baking instead of full sugar. The other thing, though, is I've really struggled with being at home. It's taken a real toll on my self-esteem and depression. But Greg has stepped up enormously. So he now sends me video messages every morning, giving me some sort of positive message, whether it's a sweet message, whether it's a devotion, or it's just something to lift me up. So that's been a huge step forward for the both of us. And it just makes me feel valued, I guess, as far as with my self-worth being quite low at the moment, that just gives me something to look forward and to know that, you know, people do love me and it's okay. It's just that negative talk in my head that I need to quieten down.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Amazing. Yeah, your baking, seriously, is like, it looks epic every time you post. I just got to say it. You know, it's like the food pictures. I'm all about the food.
Yeah.
So thank you for posting.
And we hear you, we've seen many of people post about mental disorders, talking about anxiety, talking about depression, and we hear it. We're still trying to formulate that because it's a big topic and we don't want to come into it too lightly. So we hear it. And raise of hands, who could just listen to Kylie all day long?
The
Australian accent. There you go. There's all the love you need there, hon. There you go. Anytime you want to do something, you just post a little something on the page and everybody will just love listening to your voice.
Thank you.
All right.
Tammy.
All right. Tammy, you need to unmute yourself.
There you go.
All right, there you go. What's been your big win this month or since it started?
3 weeks.
So I think a big win is, I think there's two of them, but one is cleaning house, literally like emotionally, spiritually, not so much physically. My house is kind of a mess right now. But then, I think our other win though is not so much about us, but it's about Keziah. So we've got, two kids at home that are 16 and 13, and they're actually doing really great. And then our oldest one, he's about to graduate from tech school. And so he's going to his first assignment, which is in Denver, Colorado. So we're really excited that he gets to be close to home. But along with Keziah, the reason I'm bringing him up as a win is that I just had a conversation with him the other day, and he and his girlfriend, they are talking about getting engaged this year. They already have a date for a wedding next year, and they both started listening to the podcast on my request, but they're really excited about it. It's giving awesome. Them something to do, and they asked which ones to start with, and I told them conflict, because if you guys get that right at the beginning, then you won't have as many years like we did trying to figure it out.
There you go.
Conflict, and then once they set the date, their marriage vows.
Yeah, the marriage vow series. If you guys haven't listened to that one recently, go again. Listen to that again. Thank you, Tam. Love it. Listen to it, you guys. There are definitely times, even in our own marriage, I got to go back to those. And it's why I mention it so often in the episodes that we've been talking about recently, because we lose focus. Everything starts going on and we lose focus. And I think in the Dream Again conference, for those of you who were able to attend earlier, and we're going to be doing more come hopefully the end of the year, early next year, we're going to be bringing that conference to other locations. But one of the big things we talk about, vision, and how are we dreaming again? And if you want to dream again, you got to take those vows and read them and look at them. And that's where your dreams are based off of, to have and to hold through sickness and health till death do us part, you know, and everything else in between. So,
Those, I was just looking up the number.
Yep,
those start with episode 479.
And then we have, it's a five-part series starting at 479. And then it just, listen to them. You guys will love them. All right. Who's, Caden Ashton. I can't see you, but are you there?
Maybe bathing babies. I know this is kind of bathing baby talk.
Yeah, we're here.
All right. What's been the big wins?
Man, big win. I tell you.
Other than your beard.
Shoot. We have been able to do walk-in talks every single day. Usually we'd have to hit an intentional one about once every 2 weeks. And we've been able to do it every single morning, walking the kids across to another neighborhood for daycare, and that has been unbelievable, as you can imagine. So we do that, and then we make sacrifices during our work to do each other's jobs while the other one works out, so we both get to watch each other work out. And
wait, you watch each other work out, or you're watching the kids while the other's working out?
I think you know the answer to that there, Tony.
I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss that. It was just really quick, the way you just were like,
I guess I could send everybody a position post, you know, workout. Anyway, so then that's in the morning, and then in the afternoon we have to have another one because we got to go get the kids. So we have two a day minimum of just, you know, 20 minutes of being able to talk while exercising. And it's been unbelievable being able to do that.
Awesome. That's love, so it, love it. Love it.
And Kate, I just want you to know, Tony just brings up your beard because he's jealous. Because he can't, there's no way. Have you ever posted the mountain man picture?
Yeah. I posted the mountain. From when I hiked the Pacific Crest Trail? Yeah.
Okay.
No, but Kate just looks like a caveman.
Epic. It's just an epic beard, man.
I mean, ever since, look at him, with his hair and everything, he totally does.
Because I saw the wedding picture.
Sorry, since I've known him, he's always had that, and I just like, that's my caveman friend right there. Aww. Is that one of the twins? Yes. Look at the cutie.
He's going to get there, yeah.
And these guys live in Arkansas. Yeah. Just the west side, right?
Okay. Yeah, northwest. Yep.
Northwest side. Yeah. There. All right. So thank you, man. Thank you so much, dude. And also, I just want to say this real quickly. Walk and Talk is also that Drive and Dive. That's a Mark and Tracy. We got that from those guys. It doesn't have to be just that physical act of always walking and talking. For some of you, that may be, even for Elise and I, it was a couple of weeks ago, you know, when we picked up that shake at Jack in the Box, and we just went for a 20-mile drive. You know, we haven't been getting him in as much with the beach closure. I got back into cycling, and so I'm riding like 4 days a week. Mm-hmm. We did get out for a walk and talk this morning.
We did.
You know, but things sort of shift, and so we're trying to figure out that a little bit for ourselves, because those are something that we love to do. But at the same time, I'm starting to love my cycling again, so we're going to have to figure some things out.
I like how you're looking at me and smiling while you're saying that. I think you're the one that's got to figure stuff out, not me.
Oh. Malin, Cameron, you're last and you're up.
Hey, I think, I don't know, he probably has no idea where I'm going. I think the biggest win for us is we finally sat down and made a budget after years of us talking about
it.
I was reluctant because I thought we were in way worse shape financially than we are. And we found that we have like $500 or $600 a month that we can throw at debt, if not more. And so we're crushing debt away, looking at building a house and kind of going down that path.
So what was the fear in sitting down together? I'm assuming this is on your side, not your side, Cameron, right?
Or was it? I think from what we've talked about, I am definitely the spender and she's definitely the saver. Okay. And I think that fear of, at least from what I perceived it, is the fear of me not having a plan and me just spending and then not having budget for other stuff.
And how long have you guys been married again?
We'll be 7 years in August.
Yeah. There you go. Good. Great job, you guys. Now just do it every month.
Yes. Yeah.
You guys want to, each of you, thank you. Cameron, did you want to say something with your win? And then I can say something else.
I think that's a big one, but also definitely since the last 30-day sex challenge, the intimacy lifestyle, following that up, has been big for us. We've both been a lot more consistent with it, and it's interesting with doing that, the freedom that it opens up for the smaller touches that were withheld before because it was the expectation of leading to something possibly. Mm-hmm. I mean, even from me, who's the high desire, I've realized that on her days, it's like, oh, I can do this. I don't have to worry about her thinking it's going to lead anything because she's in control.
Yeah.
So.
Because it is, and I know it is, and so that's good. So we'll just go for it. Okay.
It's awesome.
And I also want to say, I know you guys are getting a high five from Kim because she is also, she's recently launched her financial coaching business. Yep. So when I saw you giving a big clap up there, excited that that's going on. So I want to say, first of all, love hearing the wins.
Yeah.
And I love the diversity in the wins. Because I think it really speaks to the fact that there's a lot of diversity in marriage, but there are a lot of similarities as well. And, you know, just some of the things, you know, there might be a little envy going around the room at the fact that Kate and Ashton can get in 2 walk and talks a day. And a few heads are shaking. So yes, that is a thing. But just the intentionality around making that happen, right? What does it look like to, you know, like Greg's, you know, making the decision to send Kylie video messages during the day, or, you know, the different things, you know, Brad going to visit Brenda with the kids and saying, we're just going to, you know, so there's a lot of, like, the consistent thing, all of the wins really had to do a lot with intentionality.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that comes, you know, what I love is that that was a very organic thing that we just asked you guys, but the common thread really ties into that common thread on what makes marriages extraordinary. And that's being intentional.
Yep. And then I was just going to add off of Madeline and Cameron, because they started their cash flow plans or budget, whatever they want to call it. And one of the biggest things we can do as individuals and then for our marriage is stay consistent.
Mm.
You will not believe how many people hit me up and Elisa up every week now. Hey, I'm starting a podcast. I want it to grow like yours. What do I need to do? Hey, I have a podcast. I'm trying to market it. What do I do? I see you and Elisa. You guys got an amazing marriage. What do I need to do? You know what my answer is now? Consistency. Just be consistent. Do something. If you say you're going to do it, then just do it. I know it can get a little tough at times. I know there are feelings and emotions and those things happen. And yet I've learned over the years of 10 years of podcasting, there have been many a times I've gone behind that microphone, mad at Elisa, upset at Elisa, not feeling like talking to her. And yet, oh, you know, you've been there too.
Just sounds stronger when you say it.
I know you've been there too. And yet, after having those conversations 30 minutes, I could have chosen not to do those. That's the choice. You have the choice to be in it, or I had the choice to just be like, nah, we're not doing it this week. And yet we always, in my mind, is like, we have the one family. And so I'm going to stick in this. And I've noticed over the years the consistency. And yes, things are going to go up and down and this and that. And yet, being consistent in maybe 1-2 areas can really just explode your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can add little different ones, and different seasons may come, like we are with our walk and talk. Is it as consistent as it was prior to this? No. Can we get it back there? Sure thing. Are we doing it in some way, shape, or form now? Yes.
Yeah.
So that's just my little, sorry. Elisa, like, don't hammer on anybody, but I just,
no,
that's the thing. I get so many people and they're just like, we want a podcast as big as yours. Great. Do it for 10 years. You want to shorten your marriage? Great. Start taking the steps now, because I'm telling you, in 30 days, if you stay consistent in one area, writing a love note, maybe writing why you love your spouse, but, you know, listening to a podcast every day, man, 30 days, change can happen. And I believe in it, and I've seen it. So,
I know what I was going to say. Since you kept harping on the fact that we're at 588, that means that in 6 weeks,
we're at 600.
Yeah, Ashley's on her head. I'm like, she just did the math super high. So that's show 600. And for those of you that maybe haven't been around for 100, 200, 300, 400, and 500, that means we do a show that's almost exclusively hugs. It won't be all hugs, because Tony's already told me I don't think I can do an all hug show.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd love to hear if you've got a hug.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to be able to share it, especially from the Summit Partners. So you can send a hug to hugs. Oh, I thought you were going to give your line.
Oh, hugs at oneextraordinarymarriage.com. Yeah. There you go. Or call it in 858-876-5663.
Yeah, sounds familiar. And that's something. Oh, I have to hit up Chuck.
Chuck, for those of you who know Chuck, Chuck's been around, I think, since the first 100, and that dude has to be in his mid-70s now. So we'll see where Chuck is. Chuck's the one who taught us all about wedges and ramps. If you want to give any, if you want to give props, that's Chuck. You know, he shared
He's chimed in on every 100th show.
But he has to be in his mid-70s
now. He is. Okay. Yes, but that's okay. Yeah, Kylie, love hearing from him. Yeah, so do I, but now I got to like be on top of it so that if he wants to share words of wisdom.
Chuck may not be listening as much as he used to. Let's just put it that way.
Gives me a good excuse to reach out. But again, it's about community.
Yep.
You know, and that's really why, you know, tonight we just decided to go with what are the wins?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, you know, we need to hear how other people are having success. And, you know, if they can do it, here's the thing. You heard from everybody here. If they can do it, why can't you?
Yep.
If they can have that change in their marriage, why can't you? If they can, you know, have more honesty or have, you know, more frequent sex or, you know, better communication, why can't you? You all are extraordinary in your own way.
Mm-hmm.
And your marriages are becoming more and more extraordinary every day. So why can't you?
Yep. All right, you guys. Was that good? Is that good? Sweet. All right. I unmuted everybody. So if there's any major feedback, I'll mute everybody again. But as we close it out, thank you guys. I honestly, there's Ashton with the little one. I'm really loving this. I hope you guys are as well.
Oh, is she a thumb sucker?
Yeah. So we're going to keep doing it this way. I'll when we're done with this, I'll get it up in the partner area, but I'll also put it in Facebook. Hopefully I can just post it there so people can watch. But I love it, you guys, for the many years that we did just the webinars. Those were great, and seeing your chats were great, but actually having you guys be here and involved, you don't know how much this really means to us. And hopefully you guys are enjoying it as well. If you have, and we're all about learning and growing. So if you have anything that you would like to say and share, like, hey, maybe we could do something like this, or can we structure it like that? Totally cool. Send it to us. It's not going to hurt our feelings. We know you're doing it in a way to make this time even more, I'm going to just say successful, but maybe just more.
Can you really look to me for the word?
All right, maybe, but we both don't have the word. But
well,
it's just something that for you guys, the value is there.
Valuable.
So you guys are here and you guys get something out of it. That's what really makes it different. What am I thinking? I hope we get a hug from that guy. Yes.
Oh, and Ashley, I do want to say, yes, I am full of plugs, but it's because we've got so much going on. And I love it when the summit partners are the first ones that actually get to know things.
That's can we, why can we pray for Steve? Yeah. Steve, let's pray for you. And then I'll pray for Steve specifically because of where he's at. And then I'll do a prayer for everybody. And then we'll just close it. Mm-hmm. Is that cool? Cool. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you so much for each and every one of these amazing couples here today, Lord. Lord, I lift up Steve where he's at. You know where he's at, Lord. I declare restoration, Lord, in his heart, Lord Jesus, in his mind, Lord Jesus, physically, Lord Jesus, restoration over him, Lord Jesus. Wherever his wife is, Lord, touch her. Touch her, Lord Jesus. We lift up this couple to you, Lord Jesus. We declare extraordinary over their lives, over their marriage, Lord Jesus. In this moment, in this time, Lord Jesus, work a miracle. Lord, for each and every one of these couples, what an honor. What an honor. What a privilege that you've laid upon Elisa and I many years ago to be at this point. Lord, we don't take it lightly. Lord, as we're going through all this time together, Lord, touch each and every one of them. Touch each and every one of them, no matter where they're at, what's going on in their lives, Lord Jesus. I see laughter. I see smiles. I see, honestly, like right now, I just see sort of a blanket with candles, and that's for somebody. There's a blanket for candles, and that's for somebody here right now. Use that, take advantage of it. You're thinking about it and you're probably going, I just see there's like some tentativeness on you and you're like, should I not? Do it. Be bold, for your marriage, for yourself, be bold. And, I do declare that. And I come in agreement with each and every person here who steps out in faith that they're bold for their marriage, that they're fighting for their marriage, that they know what it's going to take, and yet they're not going to back down. Lord, I lift each and every one of them up to you in your mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Boom.
Amen.
Love you
all
guys.
Right, you guys. Love you all. Have yourselves a great evening. We'll see you in the Facebook group, and I'll post this up there shortly. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Love you guys.
See you.
Yes.